The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. From the Gospel for this day, St. Luke chapter 14, verses 7 and 8. Now Jesus told a parable to those who were invited, when he noticed how they chose the places of honor, saying to them, when you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not sit down in the place of honor. In a world where there is so much bad news, we come to church every Lord's Day to hear good news. The first glance, the gospel just read doesn't seem to have much good news in it at all, until we look more closely at what the Lord Jesus is doing here. On Sabbath, Jesus is invited to dine at the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees. Despite the fact that the Pharisees were by no stretch of the imagination Jesus' friends, he accepts the invitation. St. John tells us that Jesus knew what was in man, being himself the Lord unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, from whom no secrets are hid. Yet knowing all, he still joined the Pharisees and the scribes. The Sabbath meal, not because they are good, but because he is good, that the embodied goodness of God. This man receives sinners and eats with them, that was the charge of Jesus, by his enemies. Jesus joins the people, even those who St. Luke told us in the Gospel today, we're watching him closely, trying to find some way to trip him up, discredit him in the eyes of the people. He joins them all not because they are good, but because he is good, a friend of sinners. All of a sudden, the man is suffering from dropsy. Today we call that edema. Presents himself. Then he asks the scribes and the Pharisees gathered at the meal, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day or not? And receiving no answer, Jesus immediately heals the man sick of the dropsy. He is compassionate. The man sick of the dropsy wasn't the only one in need of healing. When Jesus notices how the guests are knocking at the door, trying to get the best seats in the house, he goes on to tell a parable, hoping thereby to cure them, himself of the pride of the season. Now, in all his parables, Jesus is always pointing to the mystery of who he is and what God is doing through him. So the parable, which at first glance looks like nothing more than the lesson in the manners, is far more than that. Jesus tells the parable of the guest invited to a feast, and not just any feast, but a wedding feast. A wedding feast. With those words, wedding feast, all kinds of thoughts come crowding in. The scribes and the Pharisees knew that the relationship between God and his people have in the Old Testament scriptures been spoken of as marriage. But the Jewish rabbis, in fact, extolled the making of the covenant between God and Israel and Mount Sinai as a marriage. You also thought that when the Messiah came, then there would be the true marriage feast, the true wedding banquet. So through this image of the wedding feast, Jesus is pointing to himself as the long-expected one, through whose coming God and man, heaven and earth, are joined in one. A great and joyful celebration to which I, both rich and poor, Jew and Gentile, are invited without distinction, not because they are good, we are good, but because God is good. The Lord, who in mercy comes to gather together his parliament of divine children. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave nor free, male or female, but all one in Christ Jesus. Here there can be no room for posture, for standing on one's rights, jockeying for position. Since all who are here are here only for the goodness of the giver and his feast from the law of the Lord. The feast of the Lord who humbled himself for us, who took the very last place as one despised and rejected. Man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, condemned and crucified outside the walls of Jerusalem, the place of the spot. God's eternal Son, which St. Paul writes, didn't count his equality with God, thinking to be grasped, anxious and self-righteous, but humbled himself even to the death of the cross. That all the children of the lost and fallen grace might be exalted, forgiven, raised up to eternal life and joy. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, humbled himself to be humbled. And so it was with Christ, and so it all belong to Christ. Yes, at first glance, the gospel read on this Sunday doesn't seem to have much good news in it at all. At best, some good advice. But when we look more closely at what Jesus is in fact doing here, this gospel is full of the good news and the compassion of the Lord, who loves even his enemies that they might become his friends. Inviting the whole dainty model of fallen humanity to join us in that one blessed temple, wherein we are all equally loved, equally cherished, cleansed from sin, through faith in his most precious blood. May it be members with mystical love, fed with the love, and rejoicing in our inheritance with the saints. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, whose life everlasting. Amen. And having heard the word of God, we stand and confess our faith, the word of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds.